Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Patients don't negotiate with perceived leaders. They negotiate with the perceived equals. So when you lower your posture to match fear in the marketplace, you increase your prospective patients' uncertainty. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to OMD TV and Podcast Show, where we talk about how to grow your clinic with predictable, high-quality patient inquiries. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong. Today's episode is one of the most important conversations we can have right now, actually, and is entitled How Smart Practices Increase Profits During Uncertain Times. Because we all know we are living in uncertain times economically, politically, and technologically. There's volatility everywhere. Markets move sharply, interest rates fluctuate, and headlines amplify fear. AI is replacing white-collar jobs at the pace no one predicted. And even if your practice is stable right now, you can feel something different in the air. Because let's be honest, you can feel it, right? Patients are more cautious, decisions are taking longer, and consultations are more analytical. And people are asking more questions before committing. So this episode is not about fear, it's about strategy, and it's about how the smartest practices survive uncertainty. For example, why most practices tightened, the best practices out there actually optimize. Now, to explain it, I use a simple structure of pain, agitation, and solution. So here's the pain, the reality that's happening right now. Even patients who have the money are hesitating. They are not broke, they are uncertain. And uncertainty does something very specific psychologically. It delays commitment. Now, patients hold on to their options, preserve cash, and wait and see, and they delay big decisions, especially when it comes to elective procedures. Layer this on top, the number of the clinics hasn't changed, but the number of patients ready to commit has softened. So what happens? Competition increases and patients shop around more, book multiple consultations, and they read more reviews, and they compare pricing, and they negotiate more, and they slow their decision timeline. And here's what many practices don't see. Consumers know they have leverage, they know you want their business, and they know practices feel pressure too. So they push and they ask for discounts, they ask for extras, and they ask for bundle add-ons, and they ask you to match competitor quotes. Not always aggressively, but they are asking strategically. Now, if your team feels unsure, if your messages feel reactive, if your systems feel inconsistent, patients are feeling that, and that uncertainty is contagious. And what most clinics do, which is agitation, is now when clinics feel this pressure, they react, they cut marketing, they pause campaigns, they delay improvements, and they reduce training, they focus heavily on cost cutting, and they renegotiate vendors. They're obsessed with overhead expenses. And that's totally understandable. It feels responsible, but here's the problem. Expense reduction is defensive. Revenue optimization is strategic. And in uncertain times, defensive businesses stall. Here's the dangerous shift. Cutting marketing, you know? Yes, it's very common. In fact, it's one of the most predictable patterns you see across clinics. They want to turn off the growth engine when it comes to uncertainty. When uncertainty hits, whether it's economic pressure or seasonal dips or internal performance issues, the instinct for many clinics owners is to cut marketing spend first. It feels like a controllable cost, unlike payroll or rent. However, this is where the split happens between average clinics and high-performing clinics. Most clinics reduce ad spend, pause campaign, pull back on investment, but what often follows is immediate drop in inquiries and lower pipeline in 30 to 60 days, and increased pressure on revenue, because marketing isn't just a cost, it's the engine that feeds the future bookings. During uncertain times, most clinics cut marketing, but the clinics that continue to grow do the opposite. They become more strategic, not more silent. Smart clinics don't necessarily spend more, but they reallocate budget to highest return on investment channels. They double down on conversion, website follow-up, booking systems. They focus on core procedure instead of spreading budget thin, and they improve lead handling, speed to contact, nurturing, and call handling. Clinics don't usually have a traffic problem during uncertain times. They have a conversion and strategy problem. If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. Is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems, so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patient growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%. Now, here's a strategic shift, the solution. So please hear this. Uncertain markets do not require lower pricing. They require stronger positioning. They require tighter systems. They require higher clarity. Now, let's move into solution and the strategic shift to consider. The most resilient practices do something different. They do not ignore expenses, but they focus equally or more on income growth. They ask a different question. So instead of asking where can we cut, they ask where are we underperforming. Yeah, that question changes everything, because in most practices, revenue is constantly leaking through missed calls, unstructured consultations, poor financial conversations with patients, or weak follow-up, or inactive past patients. The number one case rule: you do not need a dramatic overhaul, you need a precise optimization. So to explain what I mean, let's walk through the one case rule. Let's say your procedure is worth $5,000 or £5,000. If you generate one extra booking per month, that's $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year from one additional case. Not more ads, not more hours, but better conversion. And that's the game, conversion over volume. In uncertain markets, conversion matters more than volume, because volume costs money, conversion creates money. So instead of chasing more traffic, look at lead to consult rate, show up rate, consultation structure, the close rate, follow-up process. They design for consistency. They don't hope for it. The smartest practices know a big part of their practice growth comes from retention, referrals, and repeat treatments, not just from new internet stranger leads. So let's go deeper on consult conversions. In uncertain markets, conversion matters more than volume, because volume costs money, right? Conversions creates money. So for example, if your caller to booked consultation is only 30%, can you increase it by 40%? Of course you can, with better phone scripts. If your consult conversion rate is only 40%, can you move it to 55%? Absolutely. You do that through professional training for your coordinator. These shifts don't require more leads. They require better pre-framing. So smart practices confirm appointments personally. They use reminder systems to make sure the patient shows up on time. They send educational information beforehand. They professionally train coordinators to get to a yes and strategically follow up. When they don't, they do not leave conversion to personality. They build systems. Now, let's talk about patient lifetime value. This is one of the most underutilized profit drivers in practices. You already paid to acquire your patients, right? Are you maximizing them? The easiest way to give you yourself a huge raise is to increase how often your patients return, refer, review, and share you on social media. Increasing lifetime value stabilizes revenue during uncertain times because existing patients know, like, and trust you, and trust reduces hesitation. So if each surgical patient adds on a non-surgical visit annually, if each injectable patient adds on additional treatment, if a bigger number of those patients refer to just one friend, your revenue grows without new acquisition costs. This is why loyalty systems structure properly become powerful during uncertain times. Retention will always be faster, easier, and cheaper than new patient acquisition. Now, let's talk about system and efficiency. When demand is high, inefficiencies are hidden. When demand tightens, they become more obvious. Things like missed calls, slow callbacks, inconsistent follow-up, unclear financial conversations, lack of accountability. Smart practices, on the other hand, audit everything. They listen to call recordings, they role-play consultations, they clarify the coordinator roles, they track KPIs weekly. They eliminate friction, so they are easier to do business with. Efficiency equals profit without stress. I highly recommend you do a complete A to Z patient experience walkthrough to determine how to better the journey with you. Now, let's talk about team confidence and when we need to address the confidence of your team. Your team transmits emotion one way or the other. If they feel fear or uncertainty, patients feel hesitation. If your staff feels clarity, patients feel safety during uncertain times. Leadership matters more than ever, so I urge you to increase communication with your staff to make them feel safe. Clarify expectations and reinforce the standards you expect. Train them consistently and celebrate wins. So it's more fun because a confident team converts more because patients buy certainty. And lastly, let's talk about authority positioning. When consumers hesitate, they look for leaders. So answer this. Are you visible? Are reviews recent? Are you educating publicly? Are you posting before and afters consistently? And are you publishing your insights? Authority reduces negotiation and it shortens decision cycles, and authority stabilizes revenue. This is why cutting visibility during uncertain times is often a big mistake. Final mindset shift. You don't need more scattered advertising. What you need is stronger, more deliberate authority in the market. This is important to understand. Uncertain markets don't affect everyone equally. They expose the difference between clinics that are built on structure and those that are not. Clinics that rely purely on ads structure, clinics without clear system structure, clinics without a strong team culture structure. But the clinics that are well structured actually gain market share. This is where the opportunity is. Why others pull back, you refine. Why others react emotionally, you become more precise. Why others start discounting, you reinforce your value. Uncertainty isn't the problem, it's a filter. So if we summarize this properly, growth in times like this doesn't come from panic. It comes from clarity, from making intentional decisions instead of reactive ones, from improving how you convert patients, rather than just cutting costs, from getting more value out of the patients you already have, from strengthening your team, your systems, and your positioning. Because the reality is you can't control the economy, you can't control AI, you can't control external conditions, but you can control how your clinic communicates, how your team handles patients, how your systems perform, and how consistently you follow up, and how clearly you position your value. And those are the things that create stability even when everything else feels so uncertain. If you like an objective view on where your clinic may be underperforming, you can request a practice growth review on our website, because uncertainty doesn't remove opportunity, it actually reveals it. And the clinics that continue to grow during uncertain times are not unlucky, they are simply more intentional. So that's the wrap for today's episode. And now if you want us to review your patient generation system and identify areas to accelerate, tighten, and restructure, please reach out for a discovery call or simply email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Thank you very much for tuning in into OMD TV and podcast show. If you found this episode helpful, please make sure to subscribe, leave a review. I see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.